So when Jessica posted about the theme for tonight's Stoop Story, I felt pretty compelled that I needed to be here and speak. But I was anxious. Not sure if I could do it or not. I spoke to a friend, Janelle, who's sitting there, who's done this before, and I spoke to my husband and my son. Should I do this? I don't know. And they all said, Dory, you got this. You need to do this. People need to hear you. So I jumped in, didn't really know what I was going to talk about, but made the commitment, made it on social media so it was legit, and I needed to hold myself accountable. So I thought about what I was going to talk about tonight, and so many things sort of crossed my mind. I thought about exploring deeply the depression that hit me in high school, which led to an eating disorder, which led to a month stay in the hospital the summer of 1994. The relapse that I struggled with in college, the trauma of living 9/11 in New York City, the depression that hit me like a ton of bricks when we moved to Baltimore, my husband and I, in 2005. No offense to Baltimore, but you know, I'm a New Yorker in my blood, and that was a rough one. And then the anxiety that hit at age 40 and sort of was trickling throughout my life the past couple years and sort of really engulfed me this past year. So that's a lot. I mean, where was I going to dive in 8 minutes? And then I thought, like, what did I learn from that? All those things that have followed me throughout life. And this is kind of what I learned. Speak up, speak out, ask for help, heal loudly, use your resources. What does that mean? Use your friends, use therapy, go to therapy. If you don't go to therapy, go to therapy. Even if you don't think you need therapy, go to therapy. Surround yourself with good people. That is key. Good friends, good family, and know who is there to support you. And that has sort of followed me. And when you struggle with a mental health journey, wellness, like, you could struggle for a little bit and then you'll be good. And then something else hits you and you need to dig in your back pocket and grab those resources. I'm sure there's more that will come my way as I age, but I feel confident with the resources that I have to lean on when I need them. And then I became a parent in 2008. And that sort of changed the way I thought about mental health, too. I mean, I was so scared that I was going to have this severe postpartum depression. I didn't. I was okay. But I'm very aware of how I'm feeling and how everybody else around me is feeling. I feel things big. I feel people. Some of my friends joke that I have, like, witchiness in me, but that's because I really feel people's emotions around me. And then as a parent, I was like, I need to educate my kids about mental health. I'm going to grab a sip of water. Sorry. So as my kids have grown, I've spoken to them about their mental health. How are they feeling? You know, do you feel sad? What happened at school? Making it a normal part of our household conversation. And, you know, I have two teenagers now, and teenage years are hard. So we often talk about big feelings. You know, somebody broke up with you. Somebody canceled you. There's a lot that goes on, and those of you that have teenagers get it. But we often talk about that big feeling feels really big in that moment, maybe even that day. But it, once we talk about it and we use those resources, whether that's me or my husband or my mom or my friends or their friends or a run, those big feelings kind of dwindle. So 2 weeks ago, or maybe it's almost 3 weeks ago now, I was taking my kids to school, and I carpool with my friend Tracy, who's here tonight, and I'm going to get through this part. So as always, we get in the car, we pull into Tracy's driveway. Tracy has two dogs. One of them was older and sick, not well, had diabetes, a heart condition. And if anybody in this room knows Tracy, her dogs are always outside. They just like love to be outside. They hang out in the driveway. And Tracy always tells you, just drive. They're going to move out of the way. And like as a dog person, as a human being that feels everything, I'm like, every time I do it, it feels like the wrong decision. But I'm in Tracy's driveway a lot and went into her driveway that morning, and there were her two dogs, and they were sitting right in front, standing right in front of the car. And I said to my son, I hate this. Why can't they just stay inside? And like always, they moved. I pulled in to get her kids, and as we're leaving the driveway, and yet I turn my car around and I drive face forward out of her very long driveway. We were in the car, all four of us, my two kids and Tracy's two kids, and we heard a yelp and a bang. And I threw the car into park, and all I remember is all of us screaming. My legs gave out. I knew something was wrong. My son was screaming, hysterical cry. We all ran in to get Tracy. And she said, he's okay. He's okay. I said, there's something wrong with Mac. There's something wrong. And he looked like Mac. But I knew. I called my husband. He came to take the kids to school. I said to Tracy, we need to go to the vet. So Tracy got in the car with Mac. I followed her, and we went to the vet. And we arrived at the vet, and Mac was in a state of shock, and we still weren't sure what happens because Mac always moves. We still don't know what happened. But Mac either walked into the car or bumped into the car, and Mac had internal injuries. He looked like Mac, but his insides didn't look like Mac. And I sat with Tracy in the vet, and when Tracy's husband came, I left and let them be, and I just knew that Mac's life was probably over. And my husband was home. I can't even tell you how long after I got a call from Tracy that they decided to put Mac down because his injuries were just too severe and he was too sick to begin with to do a surgery. And I wanted to die. I wanted to disappear. It was one of the worst feelings I can remember in a very long time. A big feeling. And throughout the day, my kids were texting me, how is Mac doing? Is everything okay? And I didn't want to tell them what was going on. So I just said, he's being taken care of at the vet. We'll see you after school. And the day sucked. I don't remember much of it. I haven't cried like that in God knows how long. And like I said, I wanted to crawl in a hole and just go away. Like, how could I have caused one of my closest friend's dog's death? And I picked up my kids from school, and they asked me what happened to Mac, and I told them. And I think everybody was in disbelief because Mac looked okay when we left him. And we drove home, and we were all crying, and we got out of the car. And my daughter gave me a hug, and she said to me, Mom, this is one of those big feelings. You're going to be okay. And I was like, in that moment, like how terribly I felt, I was like, oh my God, like my kids are listening. And my daughter is like, right, like I'm going to be okay. And I think the lesson, and let me just backtrack a little bit, because through this whole 24-48 experience, what Tracy and her family also exuded to me was such incredible empathy and concern for how I felt doing what had happened. Sorry, I'm like totally dry mouth up here. And that's a lesson. And so I used my resources. I asked my therapist when she had a next opening. Thank you so much. Friends showed up. I don't even remember who, but I got through it. I slept through the night. I woke up the next morning. My daughter had a soccer tournament that I really didn't want to go to. And my husband was like, get out of bed. We're going. You'll feel better. And I saw some friends who are here tonight, and like just being with people was helpful. So coming back to like the lessons that I've learned through the years was sort of like all encompassed in this moment, in these couple of days. Like, what do we do to continue our own mental journeys and mental health and mental wellness, whatever you want to call it, that's up to you. Like, again, speak up, speak out, heal loudly so other people can hear you heal. Use your resources, whether that's your exercise or your therapist, but I do encourage everybody to go to therapy. And don't be afraid to share. You know, we never really know, it's cliche, but what people are going through, and we see people in a certain light, and I'm sure there are people in this room that probably know me and have now a whole new side of me, but that's the point. You know, like, we're all okay, we're gonna be okay, but you have to talk about it, and you have to use the resources and the people around you to make and help you be okay. So thank you.